But the Avenue Montaigne, it is absolutely the best.
This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Right in the 8th arrondissement, in Paris, is an enclave of chichi luxury. It's Avenue Montaigne, and it's quite an experience to behold for the solo traveler. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. Your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, is about to sweep you away to this paragon of opulence, explaining why you should include this destination in your Paris visit. Plus, she'll give you any tips she has for Avenue Montaigne as an attraction. Astrid, I have a feeling the word shopping is going to come up pretty regularly on this episode. But other than that, big picture, why should people include Avenue Montaigne in their Paris itinerary?
When most people think about Paris, refined elegance comes to mind. The historic architecture, the stylish residence, fabulous food and cuisine, posh neighborhoods, sophisticated culture, some of really the best art museums in the world. I mean, Paris is truly a place of refined creativity and style. Avenue Montaigne encapsulates the best of Paris in one street. And it's touted as basically the grand dame of French streets. For those of you who don't really know exactly where it is in Paris, it's located in what people call the Golden Triangle. Or this is an area of three streets where the best of the best in the world can be found. These streets are Avenue Montaigne, Georges the Cinq, and the Champs-Élysées. So, if you want the best of everything, go to this particular triangle. The Avenue Montaigne itself is not a long street. It's basically about 4 or 5 blocks. It's just beautiful. It's a tree-lined street with gorgeous landscaping. The architecture along this avenue is exquisite. They have like black iron fencing in front of a lot of the buildings with the gold-tipped points on the fence. And it's just when you're on the street, you think, oh my God, this is so elegant and so refined. It's actually considered, what it's famous for, it's the historic center of high fashion in Paris. The ultra high-end shopping. If this is what you want, this is it on the Avenue Montaigne. It's basically a street of beautiful things and beautiful people. So that's how bottom line, explain Avenue Montaigne.
It sounds like the Paris of Paris, and it's like the ultimate.
Oh, it is absolutely, unbelievably refined. First, it is by far the most fabulous shopping experience in the world to shop on the Avenue Montaigne.
I knew shopping was going to play into this.
Oh, yeah, the shopping is completely out of this world. Chanel, Dior, Gucci, Fendi, Valentino, Armani, Celine, Chloe, Versace, Jimmy Choo, Givenchy, Pucci, Salvador Ferragamo, Yves Saint Laurent, Prada, all in 5 blocks. I mean, it is something else. Gorgeous street, gorgeous stores, and gorgeous merchandise. That's Avenue Montaigne. I mean, it is something else. You know, in the United States, we have Rodeo Drive. We have Worth Avenue. We have Fifth Avenue. I'm telling you, there is nothing like Avenue Montaigne. It is so concentrated with the absolute best. One of the most famous stores on Avenue Montaigne is the Dior flagship store. And that is heaven on earth. I mean, I'm telling you. It's located at number 30. It's actually right there on the corner. The building itself is very historic. Christian Dior, when he first started Dior, fell in love with this building and basically had to have it. And there, and this flagship store has been there ever since. In the store, you've got women's, men's, children. They actually had the first baby Dior collections was unveiled there. Makeup, perfume, purses, accessories, gifts, and housewares. They now have housewares. When I went there here in November, I was so shocked when I saw the housewares. It's kind of gift-oriented, but still, plates. You know, you could do your whole bridal registry there.
True.
So, but the original interior, which you can see the bones of it, and you still see some of it in there, was very classic Louis XVI style. That's what Dior loved, with all the beautiful silk covered furniture that is padded and very French, big mirrors. You know, but still very warm and comfortable. So when an elite client would come in, they would feel comfortable coming in here to discuss basically if they wanted him to create a piece of clothing for them, or they wanted to buy some of his haute couture and then later the ready to wear. So it was a place that's basically like a temple of fashion, but still quite comfortable. Today, it has been updated, and you can see modern elements in there as well as some of the old bones. And it's still very, very refined. Every store on the avenue that you go in, you are greeted by a doorman. You can't just open the door and go in and, you know, start looking. They have doormans, and they will greet you. They'll open the door and basically let you start to look. And in the salespeople in these stores, they're so well trained. I mean, they really do. Well, first of all, they're impeccably dressed and styled and groomed. And, you know, when you walk in and you start looking around, not pushy at all. They're so well trained that they know if you're a looker or you're a buyer. And it's okay if you're not a buyer. You know, I found, especially this year, I mean, I went into every store that I could go in. I spent the whole day on Avenue Montaigne. But, you know, they are the sales personnel in these stores on this street. They are really, their attitude now to me is so much better than it used to be. And I can't say it used to be real haughty or, you know, if you didn't speak French and you weren't French, they wouldn't even pay attention to you. But now they all speak English. They're all very, I consider, cordial. And you don't get any of that haughty kind of like, I don't want to sell my good stuff to you because you're not French or whatever. So, you know, it's to go in these stores, it's really a very, I would say, highbrow experience. In the this fabulous Dior store, I had read about this young, she's not totally young because she worked with Valentino before she came to Dior, but she is the new creative designer for Dior, actually the first woman. Her name is Marie Grazia Chiuri. She's Italian. Her designs and the direction that she's taking Dior is absolutely fantastic, spot on, modern, a little streetwear feel to it, but very refined and very classic. I mean, the motifs, the stars, and the different things that she puts on her designs in such a very beautiful way. And she's using a lot of black blue, like a very dark, dark blue. Her things are extraordinary. And when I was looking at it, in the flagship store, which you get to see all the different pieces of clothing that is designed and everything, the purses and how it all. I mean, I thought, oh, to have a lifestyle like that, to be able to wear this kind of fashion. But what's so amazing about it is it can really go almost everywhere. Even though it's very expensive and very highbrow, it's so extraordinarily well designed. And I bring this out because that's what you get when you go to Avenue Montaigne. You go into these stores and you see the latest and the greatest. And I mean, it really is, it is great. Now, like Dior, I went into the Louis Vuitton store, and they are going in a new creative direction with a lot of their things. They, like one of their particular new collections is a bag, or what they call a cult collection. But this is a partnership of Louis Vuitton with Jeff Koons, which Jeff Koons is the most famous, or his paintings are the most expensive contemporary art paintings and coveted in the world right now. Well, Louis Vuitton partnered with him, and they, and I learned this when I was talking to the salesperson, because I did end up buying a bag, one of these cult bags, and I'm going to tell you about it. But Louis Vuitton, through the years, have partnered with different artists. But this is their first partnering with a real contemporary artist. And what he has done is he has created a series of bags that are a combination of old world art with a modern twist. And it's very fascinating. What he did was he chose, I think, 10 different artists in key paintings from their works that he thought were extraordinary works of art. And he created purses that have these works of art on them that are embellished by contemporary aspects. Like Louis Vuitton allowed him to update the Louis Vuitton monogram. So you've got an updated Louis Vuitton monogram. You've got his monogram on the bag. The particular bag that I bought was done by a French artist by the name of Boucher. And this bag caught my eye right off the bat. I don't know if any of you have listened to the other podcasts that I've done on my trip to Paris, but my trip focused on kind of I wanted to restyle myself or kind of become more updated for my age. So when I went to Paris, I had an appointment with a stylist and had a makeover, and I had my hair done by the most famous hairstylist in the world there, and I did a lot of fashion oriented things. Well, when I was in Louis Vuitton and I saw this bag, across it and all of the bags in this cult series, the artist's name is basically in gold metal letters across the painting on the bag. So you know exactly whether it's a Turner, if it's a Monet, or if it's Da Vinci or whatever. But the bag that caught my eye was by Boucher. And Boucher is a French name that's actually in my family tree on my Roy side.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, I'm very drawn to this painting, and it's by a Boucher. I said, that just sounds like that's meant for me. So I started talking to the salesman about this particular work of art, the bag itself, of course, the cost. And he started to tell me that, well, first of all, this painting is called The Reclining Girl, and it was painted by Boucher. And it was Louis the, I think, 14th's favorite painting. And he actually, when he saw it, he wanted to know who the model was. He wanted to meet her. Mm. And so he did. And she was a young girl from an Irish family. Her name was Marie Louise O'Murphy. And she became very, very famous. She ended up being his mistress. She actually had a child with him, a female. Madame Pompadour, his number one mistress, felt like she was trying to usurp her power. So basically she got asked to leave the enclave of the royal mistresses. But Louis cared so much for her that he arranged a marriage to a nobleman. She had more children by that nobleman. Then he died. Another arranged marriage of nobleman was she married. I mean, she ended up surviving Marie Antoinette and Louis and didn't get her head cut off. Very wealthy with a lot of aristocratic children. That all came from this painting.
Wow.
She was something else. And the painting is of her basically reclining on a chaise lounge. She is naked, but it's very beautiful. And when I saw it, I thought, you know, that's the art of seduction. It's just, it's nature and it's just beauty that is beautiful to all. It's not provocative in any nasty way or whatever. It's just really, it is just, that's why the painting is so famous. And this is actually one of Jeff Koons's favorite paintings. So, bottom line, I learned all about the painting. I learned all about the artist. And the purse is so beautifully made. It's got all the information about everything inside the purse. And it's just, and the salesman was telling me, you know, these bags are very, well, the collection has been a little controversial. Some people don't like it, but the people that really do have really taken to it because it looks so special. When you say you are dressed in all black or something very simple and you have this really statement bag, you're drawn to it. And he said that, you know, this is a type of bag that when you're not using it, just put it in your bookshelf. It's so beautiful that it will lend itself to enhancing a room or a bookshelf. It's on my bookshelf. It's in my living room. It's such a beautiful bag. And I thought that was such a very intriguing idea. But bottom line, I had the most wonderful time learning all about the bag itself, the collection itself, Jeff Koons. Of course, they serve you champagne. When you get interested in purchasing anything, you're going to have a glass of champagne or a glass of wine, and it's not going to be a fast purchase. The salesmen are just so personable and they're so well trained that the whole, I'd say rhythm of the transaction is very on point and in a very good flow. So, you know, I decided to buy the bag. I was extremely excited about it because I thought this is the perfect souvenir for this Paris trip. It kind of is in the theme of what I want to do, kind of get my allure back. It's this statement bag. It's from Louis Vuitton. It's on the Avenue Montaigne. I'm having this wonderful time with this very sophisticated kind of salesman. After I paid, he had all the VAT documentation so I could get the refund, which the bag ended up costing. I think it's a better value when I bought it there with that than if I bought it in the United States. And there are only a few stores that are carrying this cult series, but He had the bag delivered to my hotel, so I didn't have to carry it around while I was doing some more shopping. But I share this with you because when you go to Avenue Montaigne and you want to go into these shops, this is what you're going to experience, especially if you buy something.
This may sound a little strange. Is it intimidating at all?
No, because there is such a sense of refinement, and the people that work in these stores, they're very well trained. So they don't want any bad vibes in these stores. So they know they're all different types of shoppers from all the different places in the world. Many of them don't speak English even. So they know how to have an ambiance or a reality in those places that people can come into and they're going to feel like they're not intimidated. Now, I must say this. Most people who go in those stores can afford something. If you really are not in that income level or can buy something, I could see where it would be, what am I doing in here? But they're not going to make you feel that way. The only way that you're going to get any kind of, I guess you would say, pushback or maybe even a look, is if you're not dressed properly. People dress. Well, they dress in Paris, period. But when they're on the Avenue Montaigne, they really dress to shop. So that's a tip. When you are on this street, whether you're going to eat or shopping or whatever, you dress very nicely. Because when you do that, then, you know, the ice is basically broken. There's no problem.
From what I understand, it's not just shopping on the street. It's also, there's a lot of food. You really can make a day of it there.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I want to kind of back up before we go into where you should eat, because I ate at this restaurant. Oh, my God. I hope I get to go back there one day. But that purse, basically, ultimate Paris souvenir that I will enjoy from years to come. And it really was such a great memory of that shopping experience. I had never had that kind of service in any high-end store anywhere in the world. I mean, I've shopped on Fifth Avenue, Worth Avenue, everywhere. There is something about the whole experience there and the mindset that you only get that kind of experience on the Avenue Montaigne. And I think one of the reasons why is the Paris fashion houses, they really pride themselves in the refinement of the merchandise, and they want the customer to know and understand the quality of what they're purchasing. And you can feel the passion. It's not just selling you something that's, you know, one of a kind or very special. The passion comes through. You know, and Parisians themselves are very quality oriented, and they're not really materialistic because they consider that to be gauche or unsophisticated. So just to kind of finish this, answering this question, you know, your shopping experience on the Avenue Montaigne will be nothing but sophisticated. And if it's in your budget, treat yourself.
So are you going to tell us about this restaurant you had lunch?
Oh, gosh. This restaurant, and I had, when I did my pre-trip research, I read about this restaurant. It's called La Avenue, and it is located at 41 Avenue Montaigne. This is where this restaurant basically is ultra chic. It's where the beautiful people come to dine, whether they're movie stars, models, socialites, moneyed travelers, celebs, wealthy shoppers, window shoppers, fashion designers, editors. if you want to go to where you want to see and be seen in Paris, La Avenue is it. And I'm telling you, when I walked in there and I was seated, I could not believe it. Those waitresses were the most beautiful people I had seen. I mean, the bartender, the people in this place with their dogs, everything. I mean, it is the most wonderful people watching experience you've ever seen, because these people are so handsome. And they're handsome in a way that is very French. When you go to the restaurant La Avenue, you see a lot of this kind of people. So, like the fabulous stores of the Avenue Montaigne, La Avenue restaurant is really as good as it gets. It has a beautiful interior, first of all. You walk in and there are all these velvet banquettes and chairs with the long fringe, beautiful contemporary chandeliers, padded walls. There's this gorgeous staircase that goes up to the second floor, and on the wall is some kind of plastered piece of artwork with flowers. It's white. You have to see it to believe it. So the interior is just perfect, and it's not a really big restaurant. Then it has these gorgeous windows that you overlook Avenue Montaigne, and you see how beautiful the street is. So that's great. You've also got this wonderful outdoor seating if you want to sit outside on these gorgeous black wrought iron chairs with white cushions. And I mean, it is just really, really beautiful. Well, it's a little too cold for me to sit out there, but they have the, you know, typical Parisian outdoor seating. I get, like I said, beautiful staff, beautiful clientele with their dogs and everything. I mean, they are, it's just something. And the cuisine, great. Modern French cuisine, very nouveau cuisine, not anything heavy with the sauces or whatever. And since it was lunch, I decided on a cucumber martini and tuna tartare, and ended up having cappuccino as my dessert, basically, or after dinner drink. But the food was fabulous. Now, I must say, it was a $100 lunch. It was not cheap, but you know, it was worth it. You know, when you just to sit in there, I could have had a cup of coffee and been happy as a peach just sitting in it, because it's just unbelievable. But great menu. You know, they have things like coconut soup, caviar, sea bass, spring rolls, what I could call nouveau contemporary French cuisine, you know, with a French kind of flair in it. So it was basically a fabulous lunch in an unbelievably fashionable and glamorous setting. So, you know, you want to know what else is on the Avenue Montaigne. That is one of the it places. So if you have enough time, it's definitely a place to eat in, whether you shop on Avenue Montaigne or not. It is, the food is so good, and the whole experience is really, it's very special. Another thing is there's a very well-known hotel on the Avenue Montaigne called Plaza Athénée. Extremely expensive hotel. Most of the people who know of this hotel know it by its red awnings outside, and the vine covers the front. It's about 7 stories high. You know, in Paris, the buildings, I think 7 is the highest they can be in the inner city. But this hotel is minimum $1,000 a night.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And it's considered what's called a palace hotel. And in France, or in Paris, there are 5 palace hotels. But this is a designation that is actually higher than a 5-star. And it's given by the French Ministry of Tourism. And it is only for the creme de la creme, And let me tell you, this hotel is, oh gosh, it's unbelievable. It has, well, it has a restaurant, Alain Ducasse, 3 Michelin star, very famous bar. Oh yes, 3. Very famous bar. In fact, on my first trip to Paris, well, not the first trip, but the first trip I took with my husband, we were there. No, it wasn't the first. It was the second one. But we were actually there with another couple. And it was a business trip. And this gentleman, we stayed in the Hotel La Tremie, or I can't say the word, but it was right around the corner from Plaza Athénée. Well, the gentleman who my husband was dealing with had some contacts with, well, he was actually a former Syrian Olympic star. And they were talking about doing a project in Antigua, and they were meeting with some dignitaries from Syria. Well, our first night, this gentleman wanted to go to Plaza Athénée. So we had dinner, and let me tell you something, it's unbelievable. And then after that, he wanted to go into the bar. So they have this bar downstairs. It was downstairs at the time. And he loved champagne. So he said, Astrid, we're going to drink champagne. Well, that went on till about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Unbelievable. And this was like about 35, 38 years ago. And my husband, the next morning when we woke up, he said, Astrid, do you know how much that bill was for the champagne? Because my husband was buying everything.
Of course.
$1,000 just for champagne for a couple of hours drinking. And I mean, he was drinking it. We were all drinking it like water. So let me tell you something. This hotel is very expensive, but it has a beautiful courtyard. It has beautiful little small restaurants where you can have tea. It's so out of sight that if you want to smell that rarefied air, go have a cup of tea or a drink. And let me tell you, if you're going to have a drink, in the it'd probably be somewhere in the neighborhood, $35-$50 for a drink. Oh no, no, no. This is like as expensive as it gets. But you know, that's what you get on the Avenue Montaigne. It is really it's the best of the best. I told you, it's in that golden triangle. Mm. And there's no slacking at all. One other thing that's on this street that is also lots of people visit is the Theater des Champs-Élysées. And it is really a theater where you can basically hear opera, jazz, a concert. So, you know, if you want to do something very elegant, very nice at night, get your concierge to look at the schedule, see if there's anything there that you want to go, you know, partake in or listen to. Have him arrange, you know, for you to be transported there and back. And it's really a fabulous theater. I've never been in it. Architecture is Art Nouveau. It's supposed to just be really, really very fine, because the people who live around this area, I mean, you know, this is their neighborhood or their hood, as you would say. Then, the last thing on the Avenue Montaigne that I'd like to mention is really a spot in Paris that always touches my heart. It's called Place de la Reine Astrid. Basically, it's Queen Astrid Square. And I've discovered this very petite but charming square 35 years ago on this trip that I was with my husband and that other couple. And I basically stumbled on it, and I looked up and I saw the sign and I saw my name. And I never see my name anywhere, because Astrid is a very unusual name. You see it more in Europe, especially in Belgium and Scandinavian countries. But I saw the street sign. It said Reine de la Astrid. And I knew I was named after the Belgian queen. And she actually had a tragic, untimely death in an auto accident when She had just had two children, I think. But I always take a picture here. I took a picture there the first time I discovered it. Every time I go to Paris, I go take a picture there. And so, of course, at the end of my shopping day, I did take another picture there. So you asked me what's on the Avenue Montaigne. Everything that I like, to include my square.
That's great. Oh, that's perfect. So since you're so good about getting planning, people planning, how much time should the solo traveler allot for Avenue Montaigne?
Okay, it really depends on whether you're a shopper or a window shopper. Because if you want to shop, you really should, don't rush anything. Spend the whole day there. Really just savor going in and out of the shops. You know, kind of decide whether you want to buy something. You don't have to buy right away. You can come back in the next day or two. But you really shouldn't rush anything, because you have the finest of the fine there. And if that's what you're interested in, take your time to decide if you want to buy something, etc. Now, if you're a window shopper, you just want to stroll half a day, but make sure you do go have at least a cup of coffee at the La Avenue. You know, do something, either lunch or a snack or just coffee. It's beautiful. And then if you don't have much time and you just want to walk down the street, you can do the whole street, both sides, in about an hour and a half, two hours. It's only 4 or 5 blocks. It's not that much. But boy, it's a 4 or 5 block that will blow your head off if you like that kind of experience.
You're so good with having tips for our listeners. What tips do you have for a solo traveler who wants to have an optimal Avenue Montaigne visit?
Okay. If you're unfamiliar with French fashion or really high-end shopping, you should do some research before you go, because you want to understand something about the famous French couture brands and everything, and why they're so coveted, why they're worth actually spending your money on something like this. So you have appreciation for this, because you're going to be seeing the ultra best in fashion on the street. And I really believe the more you know about what makes this so special, the more you'll appreciate what you're going to be exposed to. And, you know, French women, or I believe French women, and it's my sincere opinion, that they are the most elegant, well-dressed women in the world still. And basically, the most elegant fashion trends still start in Paris. And they start on the Avenue Montaigne. So if you want to see the latest trends, the best of the best, it's on Avenue Montaigne. So to do a little research before you go, to kind of be know maybe what you're going to see or why something's so wonderful or blah, 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 it'll make a big difference. Second tip. Don't be intimidated if you don't want to buy anything. Browsing is not frowned upon. Seriously. They do not care. Because first and foremost, there are really not a whole lot of people in these stores. So you don't have a lot of, you know, energy, people trying to get stuff or that kind of thing. And, you know, the salespeople are a little on edge. They're trying to take care of everything and that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen on Avenue Montaigne. Okay. Third, I mentioned this earlier. Do dress nicely, because if you don't, you might get that haughty attitude, like, you know, you don't need to be in here. Yeah, and they don't say that, but they have, the French have a way of giving you that look.
Oh, you'll get the message.
Yeah, or they'll go, ugh. They'll just do a little, ugh. I mean, they're something else. So dress nicely. Fourth is, if you're going to shop, really, I know this sounds, you know, it's almost like if you can't afford it, don't go there. But if you're going to go to shop, you ought to set some kind of maximum of how much you want to spend, because you can blow $1 million easy there. I mean, that is, woo, woo. You know, and there are a lot of extremely wealthy people who do spend a lot of money there. But if you're like most tourists and you do want to buy something that's very special, like I did, I mean, I knew I was going to spend, I thought, well, I'd spend $3,000, okay? Well, I ended up spending $2,200 on that bag after the VAT refund, which I think was a fabulous deal. Now, it's not cheap, and it's not something that I'm going to wear the bag all the time, and it really is a non-essential. But it is such a spectacular souvenir, and it just hit me so right at that right time for my age and everything. I can't wait to wear, I wear it. Even my husband said, whew, that bag is pretty strong, Astrid. Where are you going to wear it? I said, I don't care. When I'm in the mood, it's coming with me. So, but do set a maximum, because let me tell you, your credit card, you don't want to max it out. It'll be easy to max it out if you get carried away there. And the last tip, you know, basically what I just said. If it's in your budget, treat yourself to a purchase from one of the stores on the Avenue Montaigne. It really will be one of your ultimate Paris souvenirs. And you might even want to put it in your bookshelf.
That's great. I love it.
That's Avenue Montaigne. That's Let Avenue me tell Montaigne. You, it is something else. That street is, it's just, there's Rodeo Drive, there's Worth Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Via Spigna. There are different streets in the world where the fabulous fashion houses are and the, beautiful people go and great restaurants. But the Avenue Montaigne, it is absolutely the best. Now, in Paris, there's also Faubourg Saint-Honoré, and it's a fabulous shopping street, too, Hermès, all of them. But it has many more stores, and it's a lot longer, and it's a totally different experience. And it's actually not in that, I don't think it's considered in the Golden Triangle. Now, it's a fabulous shopping experience, but it's not like Avenue Montaigne.
As usual, I can just hear our listeners opening up their cupboards, grabbing out their suitcases just to flee to these wonderful environs that you've described, Astrid. You're going to need a packing list to make your packing experience just a little less stressful as you get ready for your Paris adventure. Astrid has a packing list for you. Just go to her website, astridtravel.com. Right there on the homepage, you can get your packing list right away. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere that finer podcasts can be found, even in Paris. You can listen to this podcast in Paris.
Yes, and subscribe. We want French subscribers,
yes.
Too.
Bienvenue, our French subscribers. Please subscribe. Not only is it helpful for you because you get the episode delivered to you seamlessly, but it also helps other solo travelers find this information. Thank you so much for listening. Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or her solo travel advisors, visit her website, astridtravel.com.